Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story on the South Side. We've been reporting for 2 months about complaints from tenants about the conditions they encounter every day at a CHA-owned property in Washington Park. WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports exclusively this afternoon that those tenants have not still went over the agency, but it's coming at a cost.
A notice of violation and summons served to Chicago Housing Authority CEO Tracy Scott and CHA's Chief Legal Officer Ellen Harris. They were to appear for a City of Chicago Department of Buildings administrative hearing April 5th for plumbing violations at the Washington Park homes on South Champlain Avenue.
Nobody from CHA showed up for that hearing.
Washington Park homes tenant Nicole Moore shared the hearing documents with WBBM News Radio. The violations include failure to employ a licensed and bonded plumber to perform plumbing work and testing of an altered plumbing system in the presence of a plumbing inspector, along with a failure to stop leaking water or repair a defective plumbing and sewage system and stop odors, a situation tenants claim has led to negative health impacts, even the death of a child in one case.
And I'm talking about so bad to where it makes your throat and stuff tighten up. Kind of like somebody standing there choking you.
Failing to appear at the hearing, the CHA by default has been ordered to pay more than $2,000 in fines and costs.
The city has proven that a preponderance of evidence that the violations exist.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we've asked CHA for comment on this. So far, no response.
Fire destroys a new restaurant on Chicago's far north side. It was set to open this week. CBS 2's Mugo Adigwe reports the fire on Devon near Clark was limited to the restaurant.
Looking from the outside right now, you can't really tell there's much damage, but you can see the front door is boarded up. It appears much of the damage is inside. Now, the restaurant owner tells us he was actually scheduled for an inspection today, but unfortunately, because of this fire, that is not going to happen.
The fire broke out at Lunchbox after 8:30 last night. The owner says his restaurant is destroyed. An investigation has determined so far that this was an accidental fire.
It's 3:05. Joliet police say they've arrested the mother of a 12-year-old girl who died after taking heroin and fentanyl.
Joliet Police Sergeant Dwayne English says people in a home in the 1500 block of East Washington Street called 911 last Sunday after the 12-year-old girl was found unresponsive. English says when police officers arrived at the home, they performed CPR and gave Narcan to the girl before paramedics took her to Silver Cross Hospital. The girl was later taken that day to Lurie Children's Hospital, where English says she died 3 days later.
Following a preliminary investigation, it was believed that the 12-year-old victim ingested an unknown amount of suspected heroin and fentanyl. The victim was discovered to be unresponsive by her mother, 35-year-old Colette Bancroft.
Bancroft and her daughter shared the bedroom where the girl was found unresponsive, and English says officers found heroin and fentanyl in Bancroft's purse. English says Bancroft was arrested for possession of controlled substances, and more charges could come as the investigation continues. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Shedd Aquarium employees today announced the formation of their union, Shedd Workers United. Anders Lindahl with AFSCME Council 31 says similar efforts have been successful at a number of Chicago institutions.
The workers are the union, and when they win their union, they win a seat at the table to sit down across from management and to bargain over the priorities that they share.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Shedd says they are aware of the effort by some employees to unionize and that they, quote, respect the rights of the employees to educate themselves on the issue of unionization and to explore their options freely.
Well, the White Sox proposal for a new ballpark in the South Loop includes funneling proceeds from the city's amusement tax into that development. Mayor Johnson's explaining why he's saying no to that.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson told reporters his office has no plans to use the city's amusement tax revenue to help build new stadiums for the White Sox or the Chicago Bears.
We rely upon those dollars to make the necessary investments to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago.
Both teams are under pressure to reach a deal as the Illinois General Assembly's spring session ends in May, and Governor Pritzker has also been reluctant to use taxpayer money. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new report details that Dexter Reed had been shot 2.5 years ago by a relative before he was killed by Chicago police last month.
The Sun-Times reports Dexter Reed attacked his uncle with a kitchen knife while threatening to kill him in August of 2021. The paper cites police reports that say the uncle shot Reed in the back and groin during the altercation in the family's home. Reed was in a coma for weeks and struggled both mentally and physically afterwards. The paper says he filed a handful of lawsuits after the shooting, including one in which he said, quote, I'm physically disabled and mentally unstable with PTSD, short-term memory loss, slurred speech. Weeks before he died in a shootout with police, Reed posted to Facebook, sometimes I feel like giving up, but I'm living for me. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker is crowing about a biotech company's decision to set up its first North American operation in Illinois, specifically in Decatur. The governor says InnovaFeed produces insect feed for animal and plant nutrition.
This facility, InnovaFeed's first in North America, brings millions of dollars of investment and exciting new jobs for Decatur, all while bolstering our access to sustainable agricultural supply. It's a win for sustainability. It's a win for our agriculture industry. It's a win for our economy, and it's a win for InnovaFeed.
InnovaFeed is located near ADM's corn complex, which makes it easier, they say, for ADM to provide corn byproducts to the company.
There's an affordable housing crisis here in Illinois, and lawmakers hope a tax credit program can help. Allison Clements is with the Illinois Housing Council and says such a program could reverse a trend that's seen 20% of affordable apartments in the state disappear since 2011.
The Build Illinois Homes Tax Credit is a proven model that's already successfully in place in over 25 other states across the country, including places like Georgia, Colorado, and Wisconsin. Our proposal will help to expand access to federal tax credits for affordable housing construction that are currently going unused and will generate more private equity for housing development.
Advocates want lawmakers to fund a $20 million state affordable housing tax credit in the upcoming state budget. They claim it would lead to more than 1,000 affordable housing units being built over its first 6 years.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.